the Minnesota Superior Sound Studios. It's Wisecrackin' with Winter. It's a day that ends in Y, so it's time for a brand new episode of Wisecrackin' with Winter. I am Mike Winter. How the fuck are you today? I hope you're doing good. Feel free to answer back to the radio. Or not radio. Smartphone. Or computer. Or MP3 player if you're still stuck in the mid-2000s. Just answer back to it. How's your day going? I'll pause. Good, glad to hear it. If it's bad, sorry. Things always tend to look better in the morning. This episode of Wisecrackin' with Winter is brought to you by the letter F and Minnesota Superior Sound, bringing you excellence in mobile DJ entertainment since 2009. Find them on the internet at minnesotasuperiorsound.com. They are the very best in mobile DJ entertainment. I know because I own the company. I'm the MC. My good friend George is the DJ, and we make an excellent team. We go out to every show as a tandem. So you get two entertainers for the price of, well, two entertainers. We're not cheap. We're not your run-of-the-mill, fly-by-the-seat-of-our-pants, shitbag DJ company. We're not running out there with some beat down old laptop, a couple shitty speakers, and like one light. We got the whole enchilada. Full light show, fog, two DJs, billions of songs to choose from, and a website to help you do that. Head to MinnesotaSuperiorSound.com. We are your wedding reception specialists. Also brought to you by Burnsville Towing, the number one name in towing in Savage, Minnesota. Visit them for all your automotive needs, engine repair, tire repair, floor mat removal. They can do anything and everything over at Burnsville Towing. Visit them at burnsvilletowing.com. Or look in the show notes for the phone number, or look in the phone book for a phone number, or send them a smoke signal. Whatever you're into, make sure you're using Burnsville Towing for all your automotive needs. Today I'll be using an app called the Jackie Button. If you ever heard of Jackie Martling before, he used to be on the Howard Stern Show for many years. I'm a big fan of his. I saw this app online. And see, now, as I don't have a single guest here in the funhouse, and I'm just talking to stuffed animals.
God damn, we got a million friends. Call one of them.
It's good to have another voice in here. So I'm basically just talking to myself. I'm speaking into the void. And that's not easy to do, even for a broadcast professional such as myself. So I was sitting around with my notebook today and got myself a number two pencil and wrote down some ideas for things to talk about on this solo broadcast. I wrote down a lot of things that have been bugging me lately. People seem to like it when I vent a little bit, get it out there. I mean, I'm an everyman. I'm an average Midwesterner. Just ask my good friend Richie Barrister. That's why he likes the show so much, that you know, I'm an everyman. I work a blue-collar job. I drive a four-door car. I put my pants on two legs at a time and visit Las Vegas once a year with the wife. You know, I own a boat. I'm on the lake a lot. I got a kid. I got a cat. I got a dog. You know, I'm an everyman guy. I'm an everyman guy with exceptional talent in the broadcasting arena. Just never fully realized my potential, I guess. So you guys are going to have to settle for this podcast because I doubt I'll ever make it on a major market radio. Not that radio is going to be around much longer anyway. He's the guy's laugh always gets me. There's some jokes on here, too. If you'd like this app, it's called the Jackie Button. There's lots of jokes and different little laughs and weird sound effects. I look it up on the App Store on Apple. So here's something that bugged me. I attended the Great Minnesota Get-Together! Make sure you come with a full wallet of cash, or don't bother coming at all, Rube! Yes, it's the Minnesota State Fair. 1,779,738 suckers all visited the Great Minnesota Get-Together this year, voted the number one state fair in America! Yippee! Yay! Great. The planet's supposed to give me a different laugh once in a while. Where do I start with the state fair? We ended up getting tickets for free. My wife got them as a birthday present for her 40th birthday. So, as a family, we went out to the state fair. Now, the thing is, parking at the state fair is a pain in your fucking ass. I don't care what state fair you attend in whichever state you live in. I know that there's people that listen all over America. And, again, thank you for listening. Don't forget to email me at wisecrackinwithwinter@yahoo.com and shoot me questions or whatever. Naked pictures, whatever you got, just send me something. Anything! Because it's always empty lately. It's really starting to get on my nerves. So I'm getting sidetracked. State Fair. So we decide not to park on the State Fair grounds because it's like $444 a spot. So we took a park and ride over in St. Paul there, Ford Parkway, the old Ford plant, and got on the bus with a bunch of other idiots bound for the state fair. Now, if you were to drive from where we parked to the state fair, it would take you about 10 minutes. Okay, with this coach bus we were riding in, it took us 45 minutes. Yes, that's a long time. And it's not like you get on the bus and it's comfortable and there's AC and you got room to breathe, you know. No. No. They pack you in like fucking sardines on these state fair buses. Okay, so you get on. I ended up getting in the front seat. My wife and daughter were across aisle in the other two front seats. And you know, I'm that asshole. I'm that fucking guy that sets his bag down on the chair next to him. I didn't want to sit next to anybody. So all these people are filing in and filing in and filing in. And I sit up and take a look back towards the back of the bus there. And it's full. And yet, they're still filing in. This bus driver must have filed in at least another... shit. I bet you 55 more people all just standing from the back to the front. And there I sit with my empty chair with my bag sitting on it and these people standing in the aisle. Devilish, I know. So my Catholic conscience got the better of me. I'm a proud practicing C&E Catholic. That's Christmas and Easter. For all of you that are not versed. And so I just looked over. I saw a guy with his girlfriend standing there, eyeing that seat, their hungry, greedy eyes. And I said, listen, I'm going to pick this bag up. Whoever wants to sit down can sit down. I pick it up. Boyfriend sits down. He smells like a fucking garlic clove. He stinks to high heaven. I don't know when the last time this guy took a shower was, but it was a long fucking time ago. So he sits down. He's Mr. Friendly, Mr. Chatty. Don't want to talk. Just want to sit there in misery, awaiting my visit to the state fair, which is also miserable. So he sits down, and he's like, hey, would you mind if my girlfriend sat here too? I'm like, well, buddy, there's two seats. Oh, yeah, but she's not very big. She could sit on my lap. Motions at his girlfriend. Oh, thanks. She sits down. She stinks like a woman on her period. Blah. She reeks. And she smells like body odor and garlic, too. So I guess they must have went to an Italian restaurant or something before they got on the bus because they both stunk. And then it's like a 45-minute ride over to the state fair. Terrible. Hot. Cramped. I'm pushed against the window. I'm having to listen to their inane conversation about, oh, what was it? I guess they both attended River Falls College. Proud academic institution that is. And they're swapping old college tales. I remember when I went to a keg party, I got so drunk, I ended up throwing up all over the keg. She's like, oh, I remember when I went to a party, when I was attending college in River Falls, and I got so drunk I slept with the whole football team. Anyway, that's enough, Jackie. So we get there, and they finally peel off me and get the fuck off the bus. And I round my family up, and I go in for the great Minnesota get-together. So we're walking around the fair. We're spending a little here, and we're spending a little there. They had this wild rice hamburger that was pretty good, and we had all the other state fair, upper Midwest state fair staples that I'm sure that are at the Wisconsin State Fair and the fucking Iowa State Fair and the fucking Ohio State Fair and blah, 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 blah. You know, cheese curds, had the cheese curds, had a corn dog, had a foot-long hot dog, had what else is a big mini donuts? You know, everybody has fucking mini donuts. There's nothing new. There's nothing original. It's the same shit year after year. And then I see the Sky Ride. Or not me, my 9-year-old daughter sees the Sky Ride. Now, what the Sky Ride is, it's just, you know, like a little cable car up on like, you know, a cable. That stretches, I don't know, I guess the half the length of the fair. And what you do is, you know, you pay your money. And I assume that you ride this cable car thing, you know, halfway across the fair. Right? I mean, that's reasonable, right? Wrong, wrong, wrong. So wrong. Wait in line 30 minutes. Finally get to the front to buy our ticket. $12 ahead to ride the Sky Ride. What a deal. So we family gets on. We go fucking 4 blocks. Maybe. Ride's over. What a deal for $12. I ran into an important local politician, Al Franken, Democratic senator from the great state of Minnesota. He was out there in front of the Democrat booth posing for pictures. So I thought, hey, well, I'll get in line with my wife and get a picture with the guy. Thought maybe he'd have a couple of small talk things to say to me. So I'm trying to think of something original as I'm waiting in line to take a picture with Al Franken, the senator. I'm like, ooh, what can I say that he might like? You know, I mean, everybody tells him, hey, you're doing a good job. Or, hey, I like how you cut taxes. Well, he's a Democrat. Hey, I like how you raise taxes. So I'm thinking, I got it. I got the perfect thing to tell Al Franken that probably no one else here is going to tell him this.
Yeah.
So I tell him, hey, Al, hey, nice to meet you. Stick my hand out. He's like basically a wax figurine at this point. You know, he's like looking at you, but he's like looking through you. He's not paying attention. anymore. It's just like, hi, nice to meet you. I'm Al Franken. You might as well be running on D-cell batteries. I'm Al Franken. Please insert your campaign contribution in the upper right pocket here. So I said, Al, I loved your movie. Oh, no, shit. Oh, I forgot what it was. Damn it, what was the name of Al Franken's only movie? He did the, oh, Stuart Smalley Saves the World or whatever. Stuart Smalley Saves His Family. That's what it was. It was really good. I liked it. So I'm like, Al, hey, put her there. Shook his hand like a fucking man, like a fucking blue-collar Midwestern worker. And I pumped that shit up and down, you know. I'm like, hey, buddy, loved your movie, Stuart Smalley. I'm like, you're good enough, you're smart enough, and doggone it, people like you. And I got like the faintest smile from the guy. Just a smirk, just like, well, hey, I'm glad you liked it. That's it. He just stood still. We took the picture, and that was that. So a little let down. But, you know, I could see it. I mean, just imagine if you were a politician at a state fair. You'd be fucking burned out, too, taking pictures with all these fat, fucking sweaty people. Ugh. Okay, so we spent all this time at the fair. Now my kid wants to go on rides, and of course that's a huge ripoff. But we did manage to have a coupon. Everybody in the Midwest has a coupon for everything. So we present our coupon. We get a sheet of tickets, and my kid goes on like five rides for $65, all run by toothless carnies who could give a fuck about safety. I don't know how close of a eye they got on this equipment. I mean, I'm not making any accusations because there were no accidents as far as I know in the state fair this year. None as far as I know. But I mean, really? I mean, they pick all this shit up after a couple weeks and they move it to another shitbag fair. I mean, how durable is this stuff? I mean, it's like rattling around in the fucking semi-trailers, and then they break the shit down and fucking put it all back together, and then they go smoke some fucking meth, and then they're out there. Come on, come on to the zippity-doo bullshit ride. It's only 19 tickets. Come on, hey you, get your wife over here. She wants to go on the zippity-doo bullshit fuckhead ride too. Come on, everybody, give me your tickets. Give me your money. I gotta get a fix. Yes, we did that. Fun, right? And, yeah, so that was pretty sick of the fucking fair at that point. It was like 95 fucking degrees. And there was like one last thing for us to check out, and that would be the grandstand. That's like this two-story tall old brick building where they've got different merchants selling different goods. Everything you can imagine. Every piece of shit, late night infomercial thing that you glanced at as you were eating your Taco Bell after going out and drinking the whole night. It's all in this one building. And my wife's like, oh, can we please go? Can we please? They have the greatest stuff in there. Oh, Mike, can we please go in and check it out? Oh, please. And, you know, my wife's beautiful. I can't tell her no. So I'm sucked into this fucking hellhole. Walking around. It's a bunch of junk. It's all junk. Junk, 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 left, right, junk, 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 junk. All of it, junk. And there's no way to get any, there's no way to get your money back either if you buy any of this shit. I'm sure of it. Any state fair you go to, you buy this shit from these people. There's always the fucking salsa guy. You ever notice that? When you go to any state fair, it doesn't even have to be a state fair. It could be a county fucking fair. Whatever you got around you. I don't know what's going on in Europe and Ireland and all that, but everybody has some kind of get-together with shitty rides and bad food. So this guy's selling this, there's always the fucking salsa maker guy. You know, it's some kind of weird tool that chops up tomatoes and, you know, onions and whatever else. And, you know, he's always giving the demonstration, too. And there's always, like, 40 fucking retards standing there watching him. Like, I've never seen anybody cut vegetables like that! That's a... Gertrude, get the fuck over here and watch this guy cut vegetables. You've never seen anything like it. It's amazing. Yeah, right. So that guy was there selling all this shit for $19.99. Like, the one thing I expressed like a mild interest in were a couple of brothers selling this sneaker cleaner stuff, and they were, you know, giving everybody shoe shines, not shoe shines, but they're, you know, squirting this shit on people's sneakers and, you know, scrubbing them off and making them look like new. And I just watched for a few minutes, and I've had my shoes shined before, and I know the etiquette. You always tip. Always tip. Don't be an asshole. Also, if you ever take a fucking Uber, because I do Uber part-time, and by the way, if you are interested in Uber, please use my referral code, which is 0O2D2. That's 0O2D2. Always tip your fucking Uber driver. I don't care what the app says. I don't care what your friends fucking say. Oh, Uber's the greatest! It's so awesome! You just, okay, here's what you do. You get your phone, and you get your app, and you hit, I need a ride. And you don't bother to put in the address, just drop a pin. Because then that makes it harder for the driver to find you. And then once he does find you and picks you up and drops you off, guess what? Boom, it comes off your credit card. And you don't have to tip him, because it says on the app, don't tip. When you go into a restaurant, is there a fucking sign that says, please tip the waiter or waitress? No. No, there isn't, is there? When you get a haircut, is there a sign that says, please tip the hairstylist or barber? No. Nothing. You just do it because you're supposed to do it. So if you're getting a ride from an Uber, tip the fucking driver. They're not making that much money. I don't make that much money. It's a part-time gig that I do for fun and to pay for unnecessary golf trips to Brainerd. That's why I do it. Make sure you tip the fucking Uber driver. Don't be a cheapskate. That being said. So back to the shoes. So it's my turn. I come up. I'm like, yeah, man, hook me up. So he cleans off my sneaks, and they were pretty messed up from walking around that dirty, smelly, grease-filled fair all day. They look good as new. And I'm like, okay, so tell me about the product. So he goes on and on about the product, and I'm not going to mention what the product name is because they're not paying me to, so fuck you. And he's like, the bottle's $10, or you can buy the whole kit for $30. I'm like, okay, what's in the kit? Well, there's a horsehair brush. I'm like, okay, I can get one of those at Dollar Store for a dollar. And then we got a couple of bottles that'll last you the rest of your life. I'm like, the rest of my life? The rest of your life, man. There's enough solution in this to clean every pair of shoes you own the rest of your motherfucking life, brother. I said, I kind of doubt that. I said, but I'll give you $5 for that single bottle. He's like, the price is $10. I'm like, this is America. Everything's negotiable. $5. He's like, 10, 5, 10, 5, 10, 5, 10, 5. I'm like, 5 or I walk. 10, motherfucker. I said, all right, bye. But you know what I did before I left? I tipped him. Yeah, okay, we couldn't come to an agreement on the price. I didn't buy his shit. I'm sure he was let down that I didn't buy his shit. But he still worked hard and cleaned off my fucking sneakers, and that's worth something. So I tipped him. That's what you're supposed to do. Now, here's a joke from Jackie Martling.
Why do women live longer than men? Well, they're not married to women.
Thanks, Jackie. I needed a break. Again, that's the Jackie Button app. You can get that on the App Store on Apple. If you're a Droid user, good luck. I have no idea what apps are available for you, if any. Okay, so that was my whole grandstand story. I mean, the rest of the stuff in there was junk, and it's not really worth getting into. So to wrap up the state fair, it was plumb full of fatties, white trash, and carny folk. and families with the, you know, super huge strollers running over everybody and old people in the way walking slow. And so here's like the last part of my story here. The getting home part. This is interesting. Okay, getting home. So we decided as a family that we didn't want to ride this shitty bus again, packed full, you know, packed full of fucking people that are all pissed and tired and broke from walking around the state fair all day. So I decided, hey, I'm an Uber driver and I got a code. I got a code. So I'm going to use my code and get a free Uber ride back to my car. Smart thinking, right? Wrong. Wrong. Here's what I found out about Uber on a Sunday night. That's when all the shitty drivers work. I call up a ride, use the app. Here comes my ride. The app said he was 10 minutes out. 10 minutes later, it still said he was 10 minutes out. I think the guy got lost. And then he canceled. So then I picked a new driver, or a new driver picked me, whatever. He said he was 10 minutes out, and he showed up 20 minutes later. Pulls up, opens the door. I opened the door. He didn't get the door for me. And he didn't speak a word of English. That, you know, that's not a huge confidence booster there. You know, I don't have anything against people that come to this country who haven't had a chance to learn, you know, the language yet. But, you know, they're out there and they're trying to make a fucking honest buck. You know what? This guy, he's not sitting at home on his can collecting some kind of welfare or some kind of assistance or whatever is available. I've never collected a unemployment check or welfare or a food stamp, so I don't know. But at least he's out working trying to make some money, right? So I get the family in. Get up in the front seat with him. I'm like, hey, I think it was Abdul. Hey, Abdul, my name is Mike. I'm also an Uber driver. His eyes light up. You Uber? You know, I'm not going to. I almost fell into that trap where I start doing the impersonation of this guy's accent, and it's just going to sound racist, so I'm not going to do it. Just let's just say he didn't speak good English. He's just like, you Uber? I'm like, yes. Oh, here, please help. And he like hands me his phone, which is the leased phone from Uber, which is a bad decision. Don't lease your phone. Buy a fucking phone. And he's like, you help. He didn't know how to work his app. No idea. So I set it up for him, put in my address of where I'm going for him, and this guy's driving slow as a motherfucking snail down the road. Hey, buddy, speed it up a little bit. The speed limit is 35, and you're going 15. Let's move it along. And he's like, oh, I don't want to get a ticket. I'm like, speed it up. So he sped it up to the speed limit, and then every time he came to a stoplight, he'd stop about 30 feet shy of it. And I'm like, buddy, what are you doing? What? I'm like, you got to pull up to the light and stop. Or up to the stop sign and stop. You can't stop 30 feet before it. What do you mean? And I'm like, try to do like a, some kind of a demonstration. I'm like, this is you. And I'm holding my hands up. This is you. This is the stoplight. This is the gap. Move there. Move your car up to the light. Right? So, you know, he, finally kind of caught on and started pulling up a little more, and God bless him, he sort of figured out how to drive by the time he got us dropped off. And you know what? I'm not the dick. I'm not a dickhead. So I didn't give him like some low rating. And I did check out the guy's rating, and his rating as a driver is a 2.5. That is the lowest rating I've ever seen on a passenger or another driver. Mine is 4.85. And the reason why it isn't 5 is because I drive Friday and Saturday nights, and I deal primarily with drunk asses all night long. I'm a bit of a drunk whisperer, though. I'm good with the drunks. They don't puke in my car. I'm treated nicely. I treat them nicely. I haven't had a problem yet, but most drunks can't figure out how to rate somebody or don't bother at all. So that's why my rating isn't perfect. But anyway, I digress. Wow, that really took a lot. God, we're almost up to a half hour, and I've just been rambling on and on, on and on and on to a bunch of stuffed animals and to you, dear listeners. I appreciate you very much. Week in and week out, or whenever, maybe a binge listen, but I appreciate you listening to my show. So from me to you, thank you for taking the time to listen to me. It means a lot. It really does. And while I'm thanking people, I'd like to thank Mitch Hagerud, my executive producer. No, he's not the best producer of all time. He doesn't get any guests for me. He never appears on the show. Never even been to my studio. But I'll tell you what. The guy works for me. He puts my show up. He writes all the show notes. Takes time out of away from his family. Takes time from whatever else he's into at home, work, question mark, whatever he's doing. He takes time out to make sure my show is up on the website that he built, and then it's up on Apple. And to Mitch, I want to say thank you very much for your time. And that's it. I'm going to wipe the tears from my eyes because I broke myself up, you know. how about one more joke from Jackie to end the show here? Let's see what we got.
So two guys are fishing. The first guy says, "I think I'm going to divorce my wife. She hasn't spoken to me in over 2 months." The second guy says, "You better think it over. Women like that are hard to find."
Again, that's the Jackie Button app that you can get at the Apple Store. And I would imagine you can get it on the Droid, too, somewhere. Have a great week, and I should have a great show for you next time. I got some plans. I'm going to keep it a secret, though. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I got a pretty interesting guest coming in. So have a great whatever, and I'll talk to you again later. Email me. Don't be a lazy prick.
Hi, I'm Mitch Hagerud, executive producer of Wisecracking with Winter. On behalf of Mike and myself, I want to thank you for listening and subscribing. For all the Apple users out there, you already have the podcast app, so subscribing is easy. But for the Android people out there, it's a little more involved. So go to getwisecracking.com and click on the link to subscribe to the podcast.